I'm waiting about 2 minutes, see what happens, see if the technical difficulties still are going. Okay, so I'm gonna just keep going, and then they'll hop in when they hop in. But as I left off in the last space, I was talking about how people, the second half of people. Oh shit, my boy hopped in here. We good? Hold on. Take that co-host, bro. Yo, what's the deal, my boy?
What's the deal?
Shit, man, I got this. I'm running this space up before I head to. I gotta head out in a minute, but I got this space up because you don't be on Twitter like that. But I be running spaces about like podcast style, and it's just about different topics and shit. I'm running one now, but only reason motherfuckers ain't in here is because I don't know why everybody was saying the first space, it wouldn't let them in. So I was like, bro, what the fuck? So I had to run it back down. But I was just about to keep on going, and whoever hop in. If they don't, the space recorded so they hear it. But what's good, my boy? You feel me? This ain't shit, but about I'm talking about good and evil. You feel what I'm saying?
I fuss with that concept, boy, because I've been feeling real villainous lately.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell, bro. I'm not, we about to get into that. So how I do it? I'm about to run out this whole little spiel I got written down, and then we gonna open up the flow. You feel what I'm saying? So.
All right, bet it up.
So I was talking about how basically in the last I left off talking about how people don't believe. They believe the existence of good and evil are just God constructs, so they operate as if are purely just constructs. So they operate as if it doesn't matter if they do good, which in turn makes them do more bad than good because they're always acting out of a selfish intent. You feel what I'm saying? Because they never can understand about the outside intent. And how we broke down good and evil is that though that good and evil both have different types of manifestations in the world. They have a physical there's physical consequences to evil actions, and then there's abstract consequences to evil actions, and then there's physical rewards to good actions, and then there's abstract rewards to good actions. Now, these just because one is physical, say you steal from somebody and then you get beat up for it, that's a physical consequence. But say you steal something and don't get caught, but now you feel guilty. What's that? It can't just be that it doesn't exist if you still feel guilty, regardless if the consequence is going to be there or that. So that means that this abstract consequence is just as real as the physical consequence, and they hold just as much weight. And a lot of people don't realize that. And so when we talking about this is where we start to talk about villainy and whether or not people are bad people or good people. Because a lot of people who operate as though they're a good person, they don't. The fact that they think they're a good person, all of their actions come from the rationalization that they're a good person. So if they do something that's human, which can be good or bad, and in a lot of cases bad because of our type of instincts and the way we act in our nature, they'll rationalize it as good. For example, a nigga who cheats on his girl, you feel what I'm saying, for no other reason than to bust a nut, you feel what I'm saying? But if he believes he's a good person, he'll rationalize it all the way through as if he after she calls him or push him away or blah blah blah, and he just do this because he does this and that. But if he acknowledged that he's just a person or even a bad person, he'll be like, I can potentially do this, so let me stay away from this if I do fuck with her. Like, acknowledging that you're a bad person or that you can be a bad person helps you stay away from the actions that are bad. And people that seem to can't acknowledge that they are not exactly good people and don't know really how to point out good people is a major problem in society. Because when we talk about the villains, like I brought up in the last space about Ozymandias and how in the Watchmen film, he caused a bunch of death. He caused a million deaths to save a billion people. You feel what I'm saying? So you can but most people will not understand that level of good and evil because they can't understand good and evil at a collective scale. You feel what I'm saying? They never ask the question, what does good mean? What does good and evil mean amongst the gods? You feel what I'm saying? And that's what Ozymandias asked. So we got people like our greatest villains like Hannibal. You feel what I'm saying? Hannibal was a villain considered to the Carthaginians. But what did they do at the end of the day? They ended up building the statue about the man because they recognized his action. You feel what I'm saying? Even though the man caused deaths, you feel what I'm saying? Millions upon millions of deaths, you feel what I'm saying? But they still recognized this man. Why? Because even though he was the villain, they considered him a worthy adversary. And this nigga philosopher, Deontay, but I'll show you his page and shit. But he said, if you're not going to be a great friend, you should be a worthy adversary. And that makes a lot of sense because most people in this world do not operate as if you're in a neutral state. If you're not outside of normal respect and cordiality, if you're not pandering to them, they believe that you're or hiding your words or accounting for their most minuscule feelings. They feel that you're being a bad person. You feel what I'm saying? So what does that mean? That means you, in order to keep your sanity, you accept the role as the villain. If you're going to be the person who's strong enough to say who's going to treat everybody on the same basis, who's truly going to treat everybody on the same basis, who's truly going to treat everybody equally, you feel what I'm saying? Then you're going to have to operate as if you're a bad person. That doesn't mean you go out lying, stealing, killing, manipulating people, or supplicating to people, you feel what I'm saying? But this does mean you just be who you are. You do what you want to do. You aim to please and be kind to who you need to please and be kind to. But outside of that, you are just you. You know what I'm saying? If you disagree, you openly say it. If they make you feel some type of way, you openly say it. If you want to do something and they're not stopping you and it's not hurting them, only they just hurt emotionally, then you do it. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I mean by accepting the role as a villain. Because my boy Carter tweeted a good tweet that's from Batman. He said, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. You feel what I'm saying? And when I get called, because I've been called a bad person, you feel what I'm saying, a villain type shit. But when I get called these things, it makes me think about, damn, did I not say this old lady from this burning building at 3 a.m. with no reason to? Did I not stop these two girls from being assaulted on two different occasions? Did I not save motherfuckers' lives when they was about to get jumped and I jumped in and fought for them? You feel what I'm saying? Like, do these things not matter? You feel what I'm saying? But you feel what I'm saying? The only time I've ever been called a bad person is in those interactions when I'm a bit less care. I speak my words so objectively, it doesn't really account for somebody else's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Or if I do something on my own accord, you feel what I'm saying, and it doesn't rock with how somebody else wants it to be done, you feel what I'm saying, all of a sudden, then I'm the villain. You feel what I'm saying? It's never in a real situation where I actually betrayed somebody, where I actually lied or stole from somebody, or I actually got somebody hurt. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by just accepting the role as the villain. And that's what I want to lay out too. But that's basically what the topic was about, Tay.
Okay, so from what I heard, it's like accepting the role as a villain is just you basically saying it is what it is. It's not necessarily, it ain't necessarily like, oh, I'm a bad person because I didn't do what this person wanted me to do. It's just like, at the end of the day, what they wanted me to do is not what I wanted to do. It don't impact me in a positive way, so I chose to put myself first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that villain role ain't really a bad word for real. It just got a negative spin to it, because the way you describe it, a villain is somebody that lives for them and not for others. You know, and I don't think it's nothing bad about that. I think that's what we're supposed to do. It's a lot of times where we get put in situations where we got to make that ultimate decision, but at the end of the day, ain't nobody else gonna live our lives. Everything else that come from other people are opinions. You know yourself the best. You know what's facts about you and what's lies. So I feel that. That's real as hell.
No, that's exactly what I mean. You feel what I'm saying? Because when, like you said, when we talk about villains, like, just think about any villains that you've ever fucking heard of. You feel what I'm saying? We talking about Let's talk about guys like Lex Luthor. Let's talk about guys like Magneto. You feel what I'm saying? These guys were considered villains. Why? Because they did what they felt was right. And what they felt was right was often what was right. You know what I'm saying? These guys do what they feel is right, regardless of what people think of them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for example, let's take the idea of Magneto. He's a villain because he... No, I'll go to an even more life-crunching example. When we talk about... When I brought up the space about Ozymandias and how he got a million people killed and framed the number one superhero in the world in order to save a billion people and a bunch of countries. Now, we can weigh these decisions all we want on our mortal, on our simple mortal levels, right? But let's understand that from the question I proposed already when we say, what does good and evil mean amongst the gods? You know what I'm saying? These things, on that level, okay, the God said, all right, I got to get rid of a million of these lives, but that'll save a billion lives. You know what I'm saying? So on the court, on the grand scale of the universe, we're diverging nothing. What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? That means, what does that mean if Ozymandias chose not to act in the manner that he acted? Let's think about if he let Dr. Manhattan do his thing and nobody else did something. Let's think about if the nuclear war ended up happening and killing billions of people. What happens now? The entire civilization that we know of is destroyed. You feel what I'm saying? So let's bring that all the way back to the micro level when we was talking about simply interacting in your life. You feel what I'm saying? If you make a decision that you know will help everybody in the long run, but because this particular person doesn't like it, you feel what I'm saying? What does that mean to your life? Like you said, this is the life we live. You feel what I'm saying? We the only ones that get to live this life. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're going to be considered the villain, then you should accept that role. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever. And the only reason I say the villain is because I'm not talking about if one or two people be like, yeah, you might be a bad person. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about if you consistently hear stuff like this, despite the good actions that are recognized and you put out in the world. You feel what I'm saying? Then you just be like, okay, I'll be the villain. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't got to be Joker. You ain't got to be Carnage. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't talking about niggas like that. Them niggas is freaks, psychos, weirdo butts. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about niggas like I already named, Lex Luthor, Magneto. We talking about, or anti-heroes like Wolverine. You feel what I'm saying? Guys that simply live for themselves, but they choose the actions that they know, that they feel is going to be right, not what everybody else feel is right. That's what we talking about, like the motherfucking, like Wolverine is actually a damn good example. You feel what I'm saying? Because, like, let's talk about Wolverine. So when Wolverine is in most of his comics, am I right or wrong that he's like chilling by himself most of the time?
That's facts.
Okay, right. And he's chilling most of the time because even though he joins up with the X-Men, you feel what I'm saying? When he joins up with the X-Men, he does what he feels right and they follow his lead. You feel what I'm saying? So when they follow his lead because they recognize that he had the skills and necessary things to the necessary abilities to keep it cool for everybody, you feel what I'm saying? So, what happens when he makes a decision nobody else likes, you feel what I'm saying? He accepts that nobody else likes the decision, you feel what I'm saying? And when he accepts nobody else likes the decision, people still tend to fall in line behind him because he knows that, because they know that he's the type of person that can lead that type of battle, interaction, all those things of that nature, you feel what I'm saying? So, I appreciate that. I didn't even see that. But, and then we talk about Lex Luthor, you feel what I'm saying? Lex Luthor is clearly not clearly, because it's not like it's a need for making it obvious, but how he's the leader of a multinational conglomerate, you feel what I'm saying? And then he uses this money in order to fund his campaign against Superman, because in his eyes, he believes that Superman is as powerful as he is, causes more damage than he prevents with his battles and bullshit and whatnot, which is understandable from his perspective, you feel what I'm saying, from his mortal perspective, because as intelligent as he is, he, when we talk about ethically, he has a very limited and uneducated thought process towards it, which is why he's so hell-bent against Superman, but the man still does what is considered good. We know Lex Luthor has multiple charities, we know he has multiple donations. We know he, my bad, I got a text. But, we know this, we know he saves lives. We know he funds his city. We know he helps kids, families. But it's just this act of him going against Superman that makes him the villain. You feel what I'm saying? Obviously he's a villain. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not debating whether or not he's a villain. I'm debating, I'm more so putting out how he's how strong of a villain he's perceived as. But what's good, dude?
What's going on with you, Franklin? How you been, brother?
Chilling, man. Just doing this space about villainy and shit. Because it's an interesting topic when I did Ozymandias. So I thought I'd bring this one up.
It was. I think that the older we get, the more we begin to realize that the villains resonate more with the regular person. Superheroes tend to be overly self-righteous. They tend to be they tend to want to uphold a rule in spite of how that rule is affecting people, because they don't actually care how that rule or law is affecting the normal person. They only care that you don't break said law. That is typically the superhero way of doing things. Well, this is the law, so you need to obey it until they change the law, despite the fact that said law might be causing unnecessary poverty, might be causing unnecessary hunger, might be causing unnecessary strife on the citizenry. I can take, for example, because one of my favorite villains is Bane. Bane he's typified as a genius who just so happens to always be robbing folks. The interesting thing about Bane to me has always been that the people who support Bane fucking love Bane. They will die for Bane. They'll kill you, your mama, your children for Bane. Because he's always taken care of his people. The fact that he has to rob from rich folk to give, like, he's basically Robin Hood. He's the idea of Robin Hood. He gives whatever he takes to people who are less fortunate. The fact that he's got to break a law in order to do that, kind of, for a lot of people, just means that that law shouldn't exist in the first place. A lot of folk would say that there shouldn't be any laws in the world that create hunger worldwide, considering that there is enough wealth worldwide for everyone to have food. That's a whole other debate. I'm not trying to get into that. I'm just trying to say that's one of the things about Bane that's kind of always been something I could relate to. The idea that no matter what, you always got to take care of the team. You're supposed to always look out, make sure everybody eats. And that's basically what Bane does.
No, I'm glad you brought up the example of Bane, because Bane is also a villain that is definitely interesting, because it's not even that, because when we talk about Batman and Bane battling, it's often depicted as a battle of a type of finesse versus just a brute force, a brute raw energy, you feel what I'm saying? But Bane, when you actually delve into his character, he's anything but a brutish, raw character. He speaks intelligently. The nigga knows 10 languages, you feel what I'm saying? He's a polymath or polyglot, whatever the word is, you feel what I'm saying? So it's just interesting. And then, like you said, the ethical immensity of what he carries, you feel what I'm saying? He makes sure he's deathly loyal to anybody who's deathly loyal to him, you feel what I'm saying? He holds respect for anybody who respects him, enemy or otherwise, you feel what I'm saying? And he also, the way he moves around the world, he does not, every mission that you've ever seen him do outside of trying to kill Batman has been something to build up his home or free niggas from jail, from that prison that he was the only one to be able to get out of. So it's like, even in those moments, he's never doing anything just for some type of selfish gain. So what does that make him? In his world, the people that follow him, the motherfuckers that's trying to stop him, do something revolutionary and what's the word I'm looking for? Free whatever, you feel what I'm saying? Free these motherfuckers. They looking at him, they looking at this like, oh, damn, it's the word against the goodest guy in the world, you feel what I'm saying? So that's why I think our notions of good and evil kind of do be miscued sometimes, you feel what I'm saying? That's what I mean. But what's good, Carter? I see you doing the emoji shit, you feel what I'm saying? I know you're good.
Yeah, there was so much silence, yeah. That's what I was used to, my bad.
You good, my boy.
Thanks for the stories.
You got something on villainy, my boy?
Not necessarily. We were playing this killer game in an Africa space yesterday. So I might have a gun out, but that's me.
Bro, what the fuck? Bro, this is what I be saying, man. You be good on my block, man. But, nigga, you be saying suspicious shit, bro.
You're not wrong.
But yeah, man, what's good, New Money? You got something on the topic for us? Hold on, Vengeance. I gotta keep posting my rules up in the you asshole. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm gonna start posting my rules up in the Jumbotron, bro. Cause it's three. I only got three rules. Don't chew on the mic or nothing. No bodily functions, motherfucker. Don't grab a mic if you're not gonna speak. And follow the motherfucking host. You feel what I'm saying? That's it. What's good, Tails?
Hey everyone, I just wanted to say hey, dude.
What's going on, fairy tale?
How are you?
I'm good. How you been?
I'm good. I just wanted to speak to you real quick.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate that, Tails. We appreciate your voice coming on the recorded cast because now we get to have it there. 100.
I got something I want to add to that villainy shit, too.
Go ahead. Hold on. Let me see what Vengeance want. You know what I'm saying? What's good, Vengeance?
Can y'all hear me?
No.
Yeah. 1 second. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, bro.
My fault. Anyway, I wanted to add about Joker, basically, because Joker is pretty much similar to Bane in the sense that he's very intelligent and he's witty. Now, obviously, he's considered a psychopath and he's crazy, but if you look at his motives and what his intentions were, technically you could say in a twisted way he was the hero of Gotham, because his whole point was sending a message to Batman, because Batman was on this self-righteous path of being above the law, being on top of everybody. So here comes the Joker and just completely flips the script on Batman to show and prove that you and I are the same. You aren't a hero, because technically you could say Batman is a villain too, being above the law and everything. So then comes Joker, and everybody has something to say about him. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, what is his plan? And he comes and he twists everybody's mind, because that's how intelligent he is. He plays chess with everybody. So there was a scene in The Dark Knight where he says, oh, I'm not crazy, as they start to call him a clown and whatnot. And he proves it. He's just like playing with the minds of everybody because they can't understand what mission he's on. At the end of the day, all crime.
Yeah, it smells like pretzels
and whatnot. So, yeah, because I like the Joker technically. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
No, I fuck with the Joker as a character, because when the Joker, he's definitely an embodiment. I don't even think he's an embodiment of good or evil. He's just an embodiment of a different type of nature. He's an embodiment of like order and chaos. I'm sure y'all have heard those thematic principles being spewed in every fucking iteration of the Joker. You feel what I'm saying? But because he represents a different nature. Because we watched him do some crazy shit that we could consider a good action. Like if you've ever read the comics, we watched him help old ladies across the street. We've watched them free people. We've watched them save motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? But we've also watched them cause a great amount of destruction. But everything he does is not with no action of thinking about saving. So he does it because he purely is trying to have some type of fun. You feel what I'm saying? And what that means, he's doing it for the sake of doing it. And what the only things that do things for the sake of doing it is nature. And the actions are done for the sake of intent. You feel what I'm saying? When we talk about the Joker and stuff, that's a nature type of thing. And I had a space planned on that type of shit for sure. What was good, dude? I seen you about to say something.
Oh, I wasn't about to say anything at all. I personally, like, while I understand what my man was saying, like, I'm not trying to start no arguments or debates. I don't really see how anyone can view the Joker, that one specific. Well, it's actually only two villains. I can't see anybody really viewing as heroes. It's the Joker and the Riddler. Because the both of them completely and utterly embody chaos for the sake of personal gain. The only difference between the Joker and the Riddler is no one ever really understands the Joker's motives. The Riddler is consistent with being selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed, self-aggrandizing. He's all about making self-aware. Himself. Right, he's anything that you can put up behind self is definitely the Riddler. He's all about himself, whereas the Joker, I'm not so sure it's always about himself, but it's never about trying to support anyone in any fashion that might help them live a better life. It's always about trying to make himself more entertained, if nothing else. But the man will kill an entire city of people just to get the Batman's attention. Not to get the Batman to change his ways or to change the manner in which he handles certain situations or to change his mind on an argument they had, but just to get Batman's attention. I cannot equate such a person with heroism.
You're right.
I forgot which villain said it, but one of them said the reason why people see it that way of the villain. Would villains actually exist if there were heroes? It's like a supply and demand thing. Because a hero exists, there has to be a villain, and that's what's going to create the balance. Otherwise, you'll just have too much policing of the people, and the people eventually turn evil because there's too much policing. So how do you stop the chicken and the egg cycle? Well. The glass half empty, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Right.
You know,
Kendrick says something about him, his epiphany being me versus me the whole time. And I feel that's a lot of the villains.
Scarface, as far as a villain, was saying, you know, you need bad guys like me. That statement alone was literally to let people know if it wasn't for me, then there would be no you, literally, because you need somebody to get your scapes off. You need to point a finger and say, that's the dude you don't want to be like. Otherwise, who would you be pointing your finger at? And the reason why I would say, like, villains have to be respected only to an extent, because they keep it direct and they keep most of their missions and purposes, you know, right there on the open. Like, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm going to do. Like, respect it or not, like, you'll hide behind your angle and your approach. I'm here to just let you know, if you're going to stop me, stop me. If not, then get out of my way. And that's why I said, like, everybody wants to be able to identify the right from the wrong, right? So if you don't want to be the wrong person, you'll make sure you can find an example of wrong and isolate yourself from that position. So nobody ever tries to come superhero on you type shit.
I don't know if y'all...
Yeah, and the wrong people create a demand for God's work, too. So I see the balance that you were illustrating.
If you ever look at any of the superhero movies, the comics, or anything, if you notice, it do come time where, like, the big villain always lose his position of power somehow, and you just see the whole fucking city just go chaotic. Nah, instead of dealing with just one person and his group of people, you got a whole city worth of motherfuckers trying to take that top spot. So it's like, with the Joker, he evil as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. He do some very fucked up, demented shit, but a lot of the times people don't be noticing his purpose is attacking everything involving politics, banks. If you notice, when he robbed these banks, he got this money, but that nigga don't do shit with that money. He just take it from them so he can get that shit the fuck out for real.
But you have to think about it. Why does he do it? Because the bigger the crime, the bigger the hero needed, right? If you do all the basic crimes, then you're just a regular burglar like everybody else. So in order to get the attention of a person that can't even kill you, what would you do in order to draw their attention? The guy that's a hero.
Well, the Joker actually pointed that out once. He said, this game could have been over a long time ago if you would have just killed me, but you didn't, because you need me. You need me so that you can look good, so that you can feel good, so that you can be the person you are. I remember all of that because that was a dope ass storyline when they told that.
The truth serum.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But that's just Joker dealing with, like, Batman specifically, though. If you notice, before it was always the cliche Joker doing something, Batman here to save him type shit, the nigga was going after, like I said, political shit, governments and shit like that. In the Joker movie, he was getting hoed by everybody. Everybody thought he was crazy. Everybody made fun of him. These higher-ups, these big corporations. So he felt like he needed to take them down because, you know, just like Batman, they above the law and they basically do everything, get away with murder, all type of shit. And, you know, he kind of rebelled against that.
That was the story. That was the whole point he was getting at. I have to attack to prove to you all what these heroes are really about. Because if these were really heroes, they would kill me on sight. But they do not kill me on sight because without me, you have nothing to defend. So would you rather the existence of evil to keep your legacy going? Or would you rather end it all and get the hero award of the day and not have a job tomorrow? That's literally what they put up against them. So that's why evil exists. In the real sense, one evil existing gives people the motivation to take a risk and do something different. Now, in their head, is it necessarily evil or is it just? We don't know. And that's where we as a society fail to ask questions before we make judgments. So we literally will say a person's evil based on the actions of something else that has nothing to do with us but was given to us as the example. So, we, you know, it's a real, like, dog-eat-dog reality type thing.
That's facts. Yeah, since you said that, this is going to probably sound crazy, right? But I was watching this little documentary on Hitler and shit, right? And a lot of the shit they were saying, I'm like, this shit just sound outlandish and crazy as fuck. Granted, it could be happening. It could have been happening. I don't know because I wasn't there. But sometimes I wish these niggas could have asked the person themselves, why was they doing some of the shit that they was doing? Because when it be so much shit going on the internet and all this shit where people want to decode these messages and all this type of shit. And, like, it just made me want to ask the person themselves, because how the fuck do you just get up and say, you know what, I'm about to take this specific group of people and I'm about to torture the fuck out their ass. I'm killing all of them. Like, how do you be that mad, bro? Like, what the fuck happened?
See, there it is. You're asking the wrong questions behind motivation. You know, like, people think motivation happens in 20 seconds and a whole game plan was spewed in. Usually these people start motivation at a very young age, some type of exposures. Things keep pressing on them and they keep building it up over time. Then all of a sudden they reach a position of power where they can actually do something about it. But nobody paid them any attention before they got to power. Now they're in the seat of power. It's too late. And they've been trying to tell people this is what their plan was the whole entire time. But what do ignorant motherfuckers like to do? Not listen. So what happens? He tried to tell everybody, give them a warning, try to line them up, let them know, well, this is my move, this is my goal, this is how I plan on going about it. Nobody took him serious. So when he finally got the chance to press his red button, guess what he did?
He pressed
the red button and he terrified the fuck out of a lot of people. That's what I was explaining to people in spaces about. Most people take things as a brief joke or a light understanding until it's really shit in the air or shit hits the fan. Most people won't really take anything that you say about survivability of life until you really put them on the adrenaline rush of saving their own damn life. And then that's when they all want to have these fucking I survived ass stories. Like, I can't believe I was, you know, in this situation and all this other shit happened. But the reality is you toyed with life. Lil Durk said it best on his mixtape, Life Ain't No Joke. And, you know, that went over a lot of people's heads. So if you think about it in a serious aspect and sense, you really wouldn't toy with these options the way that people do now. But unfortunately, because of distractions and, you know, social media, instant gratification, you can never understand a real life experience. You'll always doubt it until the bullet really comes whizzing by your face.
No, that's 100 as hell, man.
Yeah, that's true.
But hey, Vengeance, you got something before I close down the space, man?
Raw product of our
body? Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I think everything needs to be said.
Just know next time you come into space, if you ain't going to add nothing, just don't grab a mic. No offense. Like, it's all good, but just, you feel me? Got to save the stage for people who going to speak. Same with your New Money. You didn't say a word when you came up here. I even gave you the flow. That's why I dropped you. So, I will post the rules in the next space. You feel what I'm saying? It's 3 rules. Don't chew. Nigga, follow the host and motherfucking come. Don't grab a mic if you're not going to speak. You feel what I'm saying? But that's it. You feel what I'm saying? But anybody else got anything to drop on the topic before I close it down here?
Hell nah. If they call you the bad guy, just tell them you need me.
Great ass ending. I ain't even going to lie. We going to go off of that. So, appreciate you stopping by, my boy. You feel what I'm saying? You got to drop by more of the spaces. We got to get you in the death row. But I can't get you in the death row until you come by more of the spaces. You feel me? But we're good. Appreciate that, Black Wolf, for sliding through. Appreciate you, Carter, coming down the block. You feel what I'm saying? Appreciate you, Vengeance, even though you ain't saying nothing. Appreciate the follow and the visit. Appreciate that for sure. But like I said, catch everybody later. I might throw up a space later. But appreciate y'all boys coming out.